Hi, we're at the Safe Katima Vic Rally, and I am here with Stu. Stu, what brings you out for the rally today?
My unreserved support for the Katima Vic program. I was a participant in 1983-1984. I really like what Katima Vic does and represents, and I'm here to do my part in some small part.
So where were you stationed for Katima Vic?
We started in near Bathurst, New Brunswick. From there, we went to northern Alberta, Wabasca, and ended up in Owen Sound. It was a nine-month program then.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And what would you like to say to folks who are wondering if they should support Katima Vic today?
Without reservations, you know, you should support Katima Vic. They do a lot of good work. These kids mean, everything is meaningful and heartfelt for them. And, you know, give them their chance. Give them their chance to shine and let them do it.
Well, thanks so much for coming out, Stu. We really appreciate it.
No problem.
Ms. Leisha Sanko and I have had the opportunity to see some of the good work Katima Vic has done and just think it's an important cause.
And what do you think when you talk about that good work? What sort of good work have you seen?
You just see them around the community all the time. I mean, it's kind of stunning when you see Brantford students who live here already, and then you see these people who really should have no stake in the community coming in and changing things. So it's kind of, it's inspiring.
And what would you say to those who think we should cut Katima Vic?
It's sad. I mean, you see all, like I said, if you may not see the good work that they're doing, but they are doing good work, and that once you cut something like that, it's just really sad. It shouldn't be happening.
Okay, well, we will definitely try to let people know that. I'll get you to sign this petition, and we'll be on our way. Thanks.
Thank you.
What's your name, and why are you here today?
Joanne Dubois. I'm here to support the Katima Vic program because both my children went through that program right after high school, and it was amazing.
So what did you see happen with your kids when they were part of this program?
Well, they went off for 9 months. At the time, it was a nine-month program. And they came back confident. They had leadership skills. They had a clear idea of what they wanted to do in post-secondary. They wanted to go to post-secondary. They knew how to deal with their relationships. I just saw a big change.
Now, were you able to talk to them after they found out about the cuts to Katima Vic, and what'd they think?
Well, my son was going to join us today, so I'm still hoping he'll come here at the park or join us along the walk. My daughter's in BC, but I know her Facebook page demonstrates the support of Katima Vic, and they were both quite upset, actually. When they heard that this program means a lot to them and they support it.
And as a mom who has had kids as a part of Katima Vic and saw those positive results for kids, and as a community member who's seen the positive results in communities like ours, what would you say to those who think the program should be cut?
Well, I think that it's short-sighted. I think the investment of the youth in the community is one that is more than monetary, although there could be some, if you wanted to measure the return on investment, there could be some monetary investment as well, because they provide so much help in the nonprofit sector. And here, you know, I'm a single parent and sole support, and it really helped my kids get that extra boost along their path. So that, to me, is worth more than the few dollars that are spent on Katima Vic every year. It's not really an expensive program for what it gives back.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. We'll get you to sign the petition. We'll be on our way on the walk.
Sure, I'd love to. Thanks.
I also received a letter from Zach Rollins, who is one of the Katima Vic participants, and he had this to say, that throughout the program, there are roughly 52 projects at once throughout Canada. Thousands of youth benefit from this program to gain valuable work and life experience. Not only does Katima Vic help the youth of Canada, it also helps each individual community. Katima Vic is a fantastic opportunity for young adults to get out in the world, make a difference, and change their own lives dramatically. The budget cut made by the government is very unfortunate and will affect a large number of people. I think that says it best from one of the Katima Vic youth themselves. So thank you, Zach, and thank you to everyone else who came today and doing what we're doing.